Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you. Feet shod with the separation of the gospel of peace.
And when we talk about that, we're talking about how support. And a lot of times we have to apply for support, and God is our support, or God is our
support. Right.
And so when you're doing battle, you're doing warfare, you got to know that the gospel is that's your support. That's what meets you, around you. That's going to keep you when the winds of life, the storms of life come, that you won't be able to be taking off your footing. And that's what I remember when you see that guy down the steps, is that you had the proper technique, the proper footing. And so when he kicked you, you were able to take full charge, grab him, pivot, amen, and actually stand his weight against him.
That's right.
And he went down the steps.
That's right. And it actually, you know, mm-hmm. And it was out of the side of my eye that I saw rabbits hopped in my classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Just as I was throwing out, somebody opened the door and
yeah.
threw the steps open, and he was hiding down.
There you go. Nobody bothered me. And Dr. G, it's good to have that type of support to be able to have the gospel. When things like that happen, be able to perform even in the midst of adversity.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it. All that you
That's the key.
That's what I see. Wait, I see that. Whenever we're stand or withstand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Withstand the arrows. God gives you while you're doing it. Yeah, the problem is that God only that you know it's.
Amen. And you know, that the ability to be able to say this, it's going to happen. Things are going to transpire. But the ability to be able to stand is really what God is looking for us to do. God is saying, I'm going to give you the best stuff to be able to stand against the wild. As long as you put it on, it's going to be good. You ever been you ever been in your house and it's really storming outside and you wonder, oh my gosh, is the window going to hold up?
Right.
Is the door going to hold up? And it's raining outside. Is the storm drains going out? Is the trees going to fall?
Right.
And stuff whipping and going down the street. And you're there and the house still stands.
Right.
And you know, things are hitting up against the house and the rain is blowing and blowing down the street and waters are, and, you know, lights are blinking on and off, and your house is still standing.
Right.
You're able to make it through the storm. That's what God is giving us with this armor. He's given us the ability, Dr. G, to have something that, in spite of what comes from the enemy, we're still able to stand.
Right, you know. Of what, you know, the result. That's not how it grows.
Mm-hmm.
It grows with going. Look at the nothing covers the back.
That's it.
You always want to just stand by it.
That's the good thing. As your back.
Yeah.
Turn and go back.
All right, I like that.
He can get the glory.
So, what is it about going through that we're hesitant about?
The fear of the unknown, because you don't know what the outcome. You know, you believe the outcome is going to be, and believe that, but you don't know. Because you don't know, that's why God says, "Give us fear," because He knows where that comes from. And he knows we're going to have
it. It's not of him.
It's not of him, but he knows we're going to have that. those are the things, a lot of times, that when we have to do talk to ourselves.
I know that's right.
You have to talk to yourself and say, okay, I'm going to stay. Therefore, I can leave spirit.
Okay. So, Dr. G, when we begin to start having those conversations with ourselves, where in our spirits do we begin to start changing? It's like you start having these conversations, like she said, a little rough. And where do we go from saying it's a little rough to I can make it? That's a transition.
Yeah. To the,
amen.
How much? You know, I talk with the thing to hate. I am again, Lord. And you find that the more you keep it, I tell folks, you honestly, that's more of the plug.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep your mind focused on it, stay focused. More things.
Right. And you grow, like you said, every trial, every issue that you have, we have. And that's how you
that's
grow.
True. That's true.
Like if you never went through, you grow.
That's
because
true.
You've been got through. And then, like, okay, God brought me. I always tell
Yeah.
Because, like, okay, I'm such a cook, but the Lord brought me. But the Lord,
you know,
like,
tell the truth.
You don't want to go through it.
Tell the truth.
Wait, as long as things are okay, it's good. But then when trouble, we got to talk.
Oh, my goodness.
And sometimes we have to look at it. Right. Sometimes you got to really look at yourself.
Come on.
Back. But even Job wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
But he also made that I would not.
And what I've learned is like anything, practice to get better at it. So this whole armor thing, you really have to practice it, putting it on. So like a kid, when you first learn to put his shoe on, he got the shoe on backwards, left feet, put it on backwards, shoe laces not tied right, put the pants on, zip it up. You ever see a child try to button up the shirt, one button halfway up, one halfway down, and
The wrong hole,
and got the gloves on backwards. Or I call it cattywampus. It's all cattywampus, and you know that's a lot of times where we are when we put the armor on. You know we don't get it right. So you have to keep doing it, and if you keep doing it, eventually you get it right. You'll eventually know how to put it on correctly, and we'll have the like. Have this in the resource that whenever anything comes against us, we got to be. It's nothing like being prepared.
Right.
You got to grow up in the body of the Lord. You can't stay forever. Expect that you know how to put on for all.
Right.
Right.
But as you grow, as you go through saying that word,
So
you've got to grow up.
And so, if we move down to Ephesians 6:16, above all, take the shield of faith. Oh,
wow.
Here it is.
None of it works without
it. And I had to.
That's your first one.
Mm-hmm.
and protect you from the fiery darts.
And this is what I think some Christians don't believe. We think once we're saved and born again, your life is. We think it's all come. Real. But they think everything is going to be nice. But what happens is, when we fall, says we don't fight against flesh and blood. What happens is, you'll try to influence around you. To try to send dark. And the people that are close to you know how to get to you.
That's right. That is right.
The ones that right there with you every day. Mm-hmm. Enemy will come in and say, she's having too good of a day.
Right.
I'm going to influence him to get on her nerves.
Right.
So that she'll lose her faith and her religion.
And her mind.
And start acting up. Amen.
That's when you have arguments.
But that's the way he works. And the enemy wants to try your faith.
Then you look back on it and you're like, really?
He was like, I want to see if she's going to love in spite of.
Mm.
He said, I trust you, God, so I'm going to learn to love my neighbor as myself.
Right.
So I'm going to spitefully use me and say all manner of about me. I'm going to do good unto those who do bad unto me.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
For God I live and for God I die.
Right?
He said, I'm going to test that faith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to test that faith. I had a neighbor's dog come over and do his thing in your yard. I'm going to have the neighbor's wife come over and talk over a conversation with your man.
Yeah.
Amen. We'll have your car break down on the way to work.
Have a coworker.
And all these things just to test your faith.
That's right.
But the thing about faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So in other words, your faith is going to have to be able to look at stuff, and in spite of what you're looking at, know that God's still in control.
Right. And that's why, and just as you were saying, your faith focus.
Amen.
Lord, because you have to believe without faith.
Say that again.
It keeps you focused on the Lord because you have to believe it without faith.
One more time.
keep you focused on the Lord, you have to believe it without seeing.
Oh my goodness. And that's where the enemy wants to try you with the fiery darts. And make it look so bad to the point where you lose your faith that you don't believe that God is still in control. And that he's still able to take care of it even in the midst of the onslaught or the attack.
That's right. Because we want to control God. We want to tell God, okay, you know what? I want to do something. That trial. Like, no. You got to trust God. You can't control God.
Ooh,
he allows things to happen. And he allows it. He allows it. Even question it. We just have to ask him to deal with it.
Can't control God. You mean we want put God in a box and on a puppet string and control him? Wow.
I know. I trust you. But I trust you, Lord. But why are you
oh my goodness!
And instead of I trust you, Lord, no, I understand it. But he says it, not to your understanding. We understand that. I don't understand it, but I trust you to lead me out of this and make me a better person. That's why whenever I'm going, the first thing I do is
okay.
That's the first thing.
If I'm out of order, Lord,
right? I have to make sure I didn't. And if I did something to sort of contribute to it, I'll ask the Lord for forgiveness.
Right.
And then what happens is then you start beating yourself. Then you start doing it. God's like, I forgave you.
Yeah,
now you need to forgive.
Fault.
Now
yeah.
you got to forgive yourself.
Right.
Once you forgive yourself, and we can move forward and get but you got to do that self-examination. And if there's something that that's too
strong. Oh, yeah.
Or if it's something where he's bragging on you.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about his bragging on you.
Oh. Well, like I always go back.
Mm-hmm.
He trusts him. Then now I'm gonna draw others.
So he's bragging on you, so that when you're going through, he can. I told you, that's my child. And what happens is when you begin to exercise, back then it had leather covering, and the leather covering quench. Fire. Now, this is the key, doctor. Fire still comes.
Right. It's going to come.
But you can have the faith enough to endure until the fire goes out. Somebody get ready to run around the room.
Right.
Somebody get ready to run around the room. In other words, God didn't say that he would remove you from the fiery trial.
No.
But he would give you the ability to not get burnt up. Somebody get ready to jump out the window. Lord have mercy. In the midst of the fire.
That's right.
Just like them old three rude boys.
Yeah.
That was in the, I'm not going to preach tonight.
In the fire.
Oh, my God. But they turned it up seven times.
Uh-huh. Jesus is right there with them.
Amen.
Come on.
And that's the thing. If he'll go through it with you, he's right there. He's right there. This truth is not God. Now, you may say, okay, I can't.
Uh-huh.
But again, that's when you have to do your self-examination.
I haven't heard that.
That's where you got to look to the Lord. You got to not try to control God. Try to. Better by and by.
By and by.
You may not understand it.
Yeah.
Other than when you do the self-examination. Mm-hmm. That's whenever you go through it.
And so you say you're in the fire, but you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Say the darts are coming, but he'll give you the ability to endure while the darts are coming.
And you will grow.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like this thing where if you ever took chemistry and you understood that you have gold, but gold has purity. And in order to get the pure gold, you have to cause the gold to go through a transformative process. And that transformative process takes place by heating it up for it to change from a solid property into a liquid process, which will allow the impurity to come out of pure gold to be able to skim it off, to get all the impurities off of it so that you can have your product.
Right.
So God allows us to go through that fire to get the impurities of a growing out of us can be more like him.
That's the thing.
So, Dr. G, God has a process for us, but sometimes we got to go through some heat.
Yeah, we do that. Good day, thank you.
Yeah.
We all. Pending faith.
Ah, good.
Hey, whether you're gonna.
And nobody in here, anybody ever burnt their hand? Nobody in here likes that pain.
No.
Nobody likes pain. Nobody likes it when it's 105 degrees outside.
No.
Nobody likes it when the heat is turning up.
Right?
I'm telling you, there's nobody in here likes a trial or A trial or a tribulation is a dog.
That's right.
Nobody likes a no good, I call them dumb for no reason person in your life.
Mm. Come on. Come on.
That's a fiery dog.
Amen. Amen.
There's absolutely no reason for him to be dumb.
Amen.
Oh, what? My goodness.
But they just dumb for no reason.
Amen. Rock.
Mm. Oh, my God. And God has them square in your life.
I know.
And you have to look at them every day.
All yes. Right.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're like, really?
And you're like, God.
Come on.
That's that fiery dog.
Uh-huh.
That God said, you're going to grow from that person being
right.
dumb
yeah.
in your life every
I
day.
Have.
So you got to learn how to say, Lord, I thank you for the dummy. That's going to help me grow.
And I'm going to pray for the dummy.
Pray that you can deal with the dummy.
Pray that I can deal with
the dummy. Amen.
Amen. Pray.
Amen.
And I'm going to grow from this.
And I'm going to grow. But it's like fire every day.
Amen.
And you can feel the heat coming up on you when
okay.
you see them, and they're just talking dumb, and you're
uh-huh.
like, oh, my God. And you can feel it. Anybody ever had to deal with that? You can feel it coming up,
mm-hmm.
and you know the first thing that's going to come out their mouth is something what?
Dumb.
Dumb.
They don't say something dumb.
They
don't
do something. And you're sitting there, and you're looking at them, and your flesh is trying your faith. Because you feel that if I could just wring them by the neck.
Right.
Right.
The dumbness level would go down.
Uh-huh. It makes you feel better.
Well.
It may not help him. It sure makes you feel better at that time.
Look, there go those emotions. See, that's why we got to operate by faith and not by emotions.
Say be a little bit sorry. Just turn the plate down.
That's why we operate by faith and not by our emotions.
Oh my goodness! But it's the fiery darts of the wicked.
Right.
It's like there's wickedness. It's always
amen.
You can be having a wonderful day. Walk into the Walmart. Oh my God. And someone just for no reason just gonna act up in the Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb for no reason. And you have to say, God, I'm gonna quench it with my faith, with the shield of faith.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna not let this thing penetrate me and,
right.
and have me acting like a fool in this parking lot.
Right.
But you know, it would be good if we did that.
Exactly.
Because we react off of their emotions.
That's why we really daily have to try to walk by faith, not by sight. Because, yes, if you walk by sight, you will come down.
Mm.
Or you will say something. Mm. Say, which we should, because we're supposed to be ambassadors for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to walk by faith, not by sight. Because at the end of the day, we're fleshy.
And so we always got to hold that shield up. Sometimes we let that shield down.
Right.
We let our guard down. We got to hold that shield up. Because if we hold the shield up, we're able to do it. But as soon as you let that guard down and you let that little unruly member in your mouth, that little pink thing in your mouth, the Bible says nobody can tame that joke.
Right.
Full of poison.
That's
amen.
Right. That's the time.
Amen. You let that shield of faith down and you stop. Blah, 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 blah. Somebody drive by you, they flip you the bird,
uh-huh.
you flip them the bird, they roll the window down, you roll the window down, next thing your neck is gone, their neck is gone, and you, and next thing you know, y'all done pulled up into the gas station.
And pulled up to the church.
Pulled up to the church. Yeah, I'm on my way to church, but I'm going to pray for you, and you pray for me, because I'm going to whip that.
And you know, sometimes it's not even a stranger in the car. It's somebody you know or someone in your family. That is the truth.
And you gotta keep...
Actually, those are the worst ones because they can hit your emotions.
Right. They know the button.
Right.
The button.
And they know the button. They know how to push touch those emotions. And you can't, at least with a stranger, you can walk away. But those people are still up in your life. See, I didn't mean to say it like that.
Walking in your kitchen.
Right.
Opening up your refrigerator.
Hello.
Right.
Eating the food that you bought and put in there.
Right. And still have a sense. No appreciation.
Oh, but you're going to have faith.
Have to have faith.
And let that fiery dart burn out. See, I think, Dr. G, that's the hardest thing, is to let the dart burn out.
Right. You don't want to.
And that's what, and God will take care of it.
Yeah.
You don't want that all the time. You don't want to. You want to be able to respond. And I'm just keeping it real.
That's keeping it real.
And I don't care how much Jesus you got in you. Amen. Now we shouldn't be,
but
that's the way we are.
That is the truth.
And that's why it's a daily growth. What does Romans say? Be not conformed to this world,
but
be
ye transformed
by the renewing
of
your mind.
Every
day.
Every day.
Because if you don't,
Now,
right.
Sometimes you got to close your eyes.
Amen.
See, faith is something hope for the evidence of things unseen. Sometimes you got to
close your
eyes and focus on the things that you can't see right now with your physical eyes and look at it at your spiritual eyes.
You
got to learn to start looking at folks through the blood of Jesus. Start looking at them as being transformed, even though they haven't been transformed yet.
Amen.
Anybody ever had to see somebody saved and they ain't saved yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you close your eyes and pray your problems away.
And you see him covered in the blood. Say, Lord, I see him covered in the blood. I see him saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's the way you got to see folks. Because if you see him in your natural eye, that flesh is going to say, yeah, I hear what you say, but I ain't feeling it. Anybody get to that point? Well, I'm not feeling it. I hear what you say, but I ain't feeling it.
Amen.
I know I should love him, but I ain't feeling him right now. So you got to look through him through the spiritual eye. You have to close your eyes and look through him through the blood of Jesus. Say, Lord, I see him changed and saved. Thank you, God, for their change and their saved. And sometimes you got to talk that out loud.
Amen.
Amen. Right in front of us. And they're like, what you talking about? I see change and by the blood of Jesus. And thank God for you. You're acting fool right now, but God died while we were yet in our sins. Amen. And I see you transformed. And that's the way God sees us.
That's true. I'm telling you.
Jesus sees us through the blood.
When my teenage boys were up,
I would 5 gallon bucket of oil.
I would, though, while they were asleep, I would lay hands on them and I would pray.
Ooh. I know. Thank you.
Because I would. I would. I'm a bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Tell the truth, shame the devil. Anyway.
My, how we forget.
I said not as bad. I didn't say I wasn't bad. Anyway, I would lay hands on my boys and pray for the devil to just put their hands on
them. Amen. And
you can feel that spirit. You can feel that spirit all around. You could. Really could. It was almost frightening because you really had to pray.
And that's real. That's real.
But I did.
All right, we're going to go to folks in the studio, artists. How do they remain faithful in the midst of the storm, the shield of faith? How do they remain faithful in the midst of the storm, using the shield of faith?
Very difficult. I had an I just frightened me. And he gave me a word. And then
Wow.
The question is out of me. Really had changed. So it's really difficult, but I think when you stand on God's word and when you allow the Holy Spirit and you be
yeah.
then we're going to.
It's faith, not willpower.
Praying hard enough.
Oh, my. Amen. All right. Yeah. And it's just real. All right. Somebody else in the audience. Faith. How do you work your faith in the midst of the storm?
I think it's just consistent because, I mean, I think the one as you grow and you work and you obtain habits, the habits are formed and based off of this is how you obtain them. So I think storms come in different sizes. They come mm-hmm. in different shapes. So I think the thing is that even in the smaller storms, you'll continue to have faith, even if it's something where you feel, well, I may not need God on this. I handle this myself. Mm-hmm. I may not need to pray, but still have faith because if you handle that wrong, magnify to a storm where you'll be front of the church on Sunday morning
Ooh.
Asking for God. So I think even when you have the little storms or you feel it's something you can do on your own, still continue to have faith. So then when the big storms arise, you're not trying to figure out what it is. You say, well, I'll just do what I did. I had a smaller storm. I need you to just call and leave or somebody close to Jesus to help you get through it.
Yeah. Work your faith.
I think that first lady from your past victory, and I think that if in the midst of the storm, look back at maybe something like this,
okay.
You can talk to yourself and say, I've been through this before, and always remind yourself that faith is what comes back,
mm-hmm.
and kind of look at other people's faith and kind of remind yourself it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And always understand and always prayer, scriptures, studying that God is there with you.
How do you work your faith?
First of all, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness. So our flesh rises up, you know, even in our children. You know, we have to remember, even in our children, that this is not our child. This is ours against principalities. And I think that's what stopped, the Holy Ghost stopped you and remind you, this is a spirit. How would you see God? The Holy Ghost is awesome.
Amen.
Yeah. What I'm just saying is Holy Ghost is awesome because I've had the same thing. All of a sudden, Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Work your faith. If there's one person that trusted in the flesh a lot, it's me. And I believe the flesh will cure a whole lot of stuff. But that was one of the things that God had to deal with me with, is that you have to put the flesh to the side and allow God's spirit. And the more I got into it, 1 Peter 4, chapter 12 and 13, you know, don't be surprised about the fiery trial, which is to try you as though something strange. But, you know, and following, it rejoice, you know, if you, especially if you're in Christ,
right.
that, you know, it's going to get better. And you have to really believe that. The flesh wants to do its thing, and it enjoys doing its thing.
Yes, it does.
So with me, that was one of the issues that I had, that
the flesh does not cure anything, even as a Christian. Now, even I confess Christ as Lord and Savior of my life, but that was a weak part of me that I really had to really grow in.
Yeah.
That you just can't do it with the flesh. Nope. Man, it's spirit.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line. Of the last 4 digits of your phone number. Like hear from you. Work your faith. Four 93. Hello. Must be listening in. All right. Down 1741. 741,
you're here. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. The question, how do you work your faith in the midst of the storm?
Okay, one of the things that I try to do, I try to ask God to give me the strength and to lead me because he knows what I'm going to be facing that day and to prepare me for whatever I need to go through to give me the strength to face it and to be able to face it. And the other thing is I try to remember what God has already done for me. As you preached on many times and you share it with us, we have like a volume, you know, like a library. And when you try to remember the past experiences and testimonies, what God has done for you, and you know how God has brought you through and brought you out, then that gives you that inspiration to know that this same God that delivered you before, he is able to do it again.
Statement tonight, we're going to get back to the book. We're having a little problem here on the studio, but we're going to go through the words. But everybody pretty much, D, said that we had to be careful because the flesh will act up.
Right.
And before you know it, it'll have you going somewhere that you don't want to.
Well, that's why I have a hope. Sit back and apologize. Keep quiet. That was that whole self-explanation. Let me take a step back. Or let's just be back me on. But those fiery dots. People think that blood, your flesh isn't warm yet.
Right.
And so you have to, out of habit, fast. As long as you're like, okay, you just said that it's out now, done. Walk away, and but it's still going to happen. We are made of it. Those emotions, then you gotta step back.
And you were talking about earlier about beating yourself up.
Right.
It's easy for us to beat ourselves up. Why should we learn to not just continuously beat ourselves up?
Well, like I said, you know, once we've gone to session and talking. He's giving us direction. We're making us change. God forgives
us. Amen.
God, he's forgiving you. Can't you just keep replaying that mistake you made or differently? One can't. So what happened, happened. So continue
right.
to take yourself back there is not going to change it. All you can recognize it, learn from it, just as God's for you.
And that sometimes, like you said, that takes faith. You gotta have that faith to be able to do that. So faith is something that like Dr. G says, it's a lifelong transformation of trying to get out of walking by sight and start walking in the spirit. It takes some time. It takes some doing. It takes some growth. And like you were saying about the serpent, you got to go from being a baby to being mature. And if you don't understand that, what will happen, you'll get discouraged, and you'll begin to start losing your faith. You'll begin to start losing your confidence that you got to grow. It's a growing up process, and you got to really, really start learning how to grow up. All right, let's go down to the next verse, and let's go to verse 17, where it says, "And take the helmet of salvation." Helmet of salvation. This is where you got to protect your mind. You got to protect your mind. Because a lot of times people play head games.
That's right. A lot of times.
And if you don't protect your mind to know that you're saved,
right.
Amen. The enemy will try to come in and try to say, you're not saved.
Use your mind.
You keep doing that. You ain't saved. Mm-hmm. You can't. And you're like, well, maybe I can. The old scientific test where you put 100 people in a room and you tell them 90% of them say that the sky is black. And you looking at it and the sky is blue. The 10 of y'all know the sky is blue. But if those 90% keep saying that the sky is black, they say what will happen is, majority of the people that say the sky is blue are going to start saying that the sky is black. And so the enemy wants to keep trying to persuade you.
Fear pressure.
That you're not saved. That you're not a child of God. That God is not with you. That God is not around. That God is not omnipresent. And so they'll try to mess with your mind. That's why you got to have that help and salvation to know that you're saved. Sometimes you don't feel like you're saved. Amen, but it's not about a feeling. And you get to the point where you're saying, well, if I'm saved, why am I keep trying this guy's head? If I'm saved, why am I still going out with this girl that I know don't mean me no good?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm saved, why am I still going out with this guy that don't mean me no good?
Right.
Am I, if I'm saved, why do I keep taking this out of liquor to go to sleep?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Still say, why am I still smoking this and smoking that, chasing this and chasing that?
Right. That's your able to come and overcome those things about us. Like you don't save and then everything that was happening in your life is boom, is done and gone. That's where you have to grow. You have to pray. You have to study God's word. You learn from the word. Devil by hiding that word in your heart.
So, Dr. G, if you feel not saved, how are you going to act? If they can get in your mind that you're not saved, how are you going to act?
You're going to act. Exactly. You're going to act like it. Act like it. With things that come out of you.
And so you're going to be saved, but you're going to act like a heathen.
Right.
And sometimes people who are saved, that's the way they behave.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're saved, but you're acting like you don't have any salvation.
Right.
This keeps happening to me. I might as well do so and so. But you're not growing. You're not maturing.
Right.
Understand
right.
It's not about a feeling.
Right.
That's right.
But if God saves you, you're saved. But you have to understand that people will try to come in and try to brainwash you, try to get you to think you're not saved. Try to get you to think that you can lose your salvation.
Right.
That's why you got to have that helmet of salvation. That's why you got to put it on. That's why you got to protect your mind, your body, and your soul. Because that mind, you don't have that. What happens is the rest of the stuff can't function.
Right.
The rest of the body can't function. If the enemy has me to the point where saying, I'm not saved, will not do something.
Right.
I might as well not do it. I don't understand this thing called salvation. I'm doing this, and everybody else is benefiting. I'm not benefiting. What's the whole purpose of me being saved? And you're going through all of that in your mind, and you can't live for God.
Right.
because your mind's messed up.
Right.
That's why, again, if you go to Romans, he said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed to this world.
Right.
But the enemy wants to try to put in your mind all these worldly things.
Hello.
And a lot of times he'll put them through what you hear on the radio,
right.
What you hear from the gospel,
mm-hmm.
on social media,
mm-hmm.
the gossip on social media, and what's on that TV.
Right. Right.
You allow. Build every spiritual station.
Uh-oh.
Is not God. Every preacher
mm-hmm.
that you hear preaching the gospel is not of God. I mean, the Bible teaches you got to try to buy the spirit. It isn't of God. So you've got to be very careful as you're looking at what
mm-hmm.
you're hearing, what you are allowing to come into your mind.
I good.
Because if you're not careful, if you don't have that vision, you don't know what you're saying. You'll be right back out there doing the same old jump.
There's nothing like a defeated Christian.
Amen.
Right.
Living a defeated life. You saved, but beat down by the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You defeated. It's defeated Christian. It's like you got the victory, but you've been hoodwinked and bamboozled.
Not acting for
you. To the point where you don't think you can live for God.
Amen.
You're not living for God. That you just threw in the towel. And people come to church all the time. They confess the Lord. And he says you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that you shall be saved. But then they don't go through the next step of learning how to go through the sanctification process
mm-hmm.
of being transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You can't proclaim salvation and then not come and learn the word of God
right.
and not learn to be around the saints of God
mm-hmm.
and continue to start doing the things of the world.
Right.
There's got to be a transformation. There's
right.
got to be some type of you getting to the point where you're saying, okay, now I need to participate in this transformation
right.
to understand that I'm a sinner saved by grace,
right.
but I should be sinning less.
That's right.
As I mature in God.
That's right. And a lot of times still think that God is a jealous God. That's why it puts in there transform. Which means that it's going to take it is gonna but you have to be willing to do it.
Not at all. Not at all.
So you have to be transformed. Not that he come up to the front of the door. Well, I know.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes a little while for us to change our mind. Give you an example. If you ever anybody ever been married and the two became one, but you and your wife have two different trains of thought.
Mm.
Can I go there?
Go ahead.
You have to get to the point where you have to come around to her way of thinking.
All right.
Or she has to come around to your way of thinking.
Somewhere you meet in the
and
middle.
Sometimes it's not in the middle. Sometimes it's more her way
Amen.
Than your way. Sometimes it's more his way than your way. So for example, some people have a TV in their bedroom.
Amen.
And you only have one TV and one remote. Am I right?
Hello. On Mondays, you watch what you want. Every
watch
other Friday.
Watch it, Sheila. Watch
but
it.
But you have to learn. You have to learn. Am I right?
Amen.
And you have to come around to their way of thinking that
uh-huh.
they really enjoy this show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to allow them to watch this show.
Mm-hmm.
But on this day, you have to learn that she's going to watch that show.
Hello. Come on.
But the thing is that you understood that this is a great way to keep the peace.
Right.
Hello. Amen.
And it's better to keep the peace.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank you.
Amen. Then watch your show in misery.
Hello.
Am I right?
Say
it.
But you had to come around to that way of thinking because when you first got
Amen.
Into the relationship, you used to watch everything you want
right.
all the
Thank
time.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Or better still, you turn the remote on and then they come upstairs, they grab the remote and switch to what they want.
Yeah.
And don't say a word.
Oh, my God.
And dare you to say it.
Oh, my God.
Then you have to be transformed.
Mm.
But see that comes from learning. You're learning. You're transforming.
Amen.
The thing. I could say something right here.
No, not going to go there.
But it would be
leave
a rough month.
You leave it alone.
It'd be a rough
don't
month
let her,
for
let
me.
Let her watch what she wants.
I'll be suffering for the rest of this month.
Amen.
If I say something.
Uh-huh.
I've learned.
Amen.
Not to leave.
Amen.
Amen. To
Amen.
Be transformative in my thinking.
Uh-huh.
And say it's better for me to not watch this show tonight.
Amen.
And have the rest of the month
Amen.
Where things gonna go good.
Amen.
Want the next
and if it gets that bad, you go in the other room.
The other room. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. And see, and all it is an ego thing.
Yeah.
So rather than go all through all that, it's not worth it.
There you go.
But you know, I was sitting there, but see, it's the thing where you've got a lot. And it's the same with our children. You know, from the day that they're born, or what,
mm-hmm.
the same. When we come to know Christ, you start in,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to
grow,
and then we're going to go through them little funky years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then when we start smelling ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and then as we get older,
ooh.
And we think we know all the avenues.
And don't ask what.
And yet, it's with us. So God allows us what he will do.
Right.
He'll send us a nice little fiery dart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to grow up.
Help us to grow up.
Right.
But that whole thing of getting that mind right.
Hello.
So now you know when she come upstairs what she's going to do. Your mind's right, Dr. Lee.
Say anything.
You know
mm-hmm.
what she's going to do, so mm-hmm. don't even say it.
Somebody
need to hear me tonight.
Just go to the other room.
Somebody need to hear me tonight.
Watch it.
Go to the other
don't
room.
Don't even
say
anything. And don't and learn to hold your facial. See,
Amen.
Sometimes you can brand your face up.
Amen.
Nonverbal.
And you're going to have a terrible mouth.
Come on.
So you got to learn to keep your face a certain
uh-huh.
way so you don't have a terrible
uh-huh.
mouth. Because you sometimes if you don't say something, you frown your face up,
Lord,
that's worse. They're saying something, so you got to learn to keep your face straight.
Amen. Nonverbal communication.
And they still going to ask you, what's wrong?
Nothing.
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 Why you turn your face up? I didn't turn my face up.
I heard this. Don't
talk to
that face.
Don't talk to that face. I didn't say a word.
But.
And you got your face, and you keeping your smile, keep your eyes lit up and smiling. And the thing is, they know they wrong, Dr. G.
Amen.
Waiting for you to do uh-huh. one little wrinkle.
Yep.
What's wrong with you? I can't watch when I want. I didn't say that.
In the bathroom.
But you learn. You learn to get that mind straight. That if I say something or make a face, it's going to be a terrible month.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You rough sleep.
And so you learn to say, I'd rather you up in control of this remote.
Amen.
Go to the other room.
Amen. Go to the other room so the rest of this month
Come on.
Will be one.
Mm-hmm. Or you learn how to go to sleep right there, mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut.
Just ask her, can you cut it down a little
bit? Just a teeny bit.
Just a little bit. And go on about yourself.
That's it.
Anywho.
Keep it real.
Get to the source.
No, it's all right. You're doing all right with the helmet. You're going to need more time with that sword.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. So that's the thing. It takes time to learn.
Amen.
You got to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You really got to take the time because it's not going to come overnight.
Because
you're going to slip up and make that frown, and it's going to be all over.
Why you tear your face up? Not looking at it.
Amen. But once you learn, you can get it down.
Uh-huh.
You can get it down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's our time for tonight. Mm. That helmet is something else.
Helmet on, boy.
Lord have mercy.
Check your brain.
Check your brain.
Emotion.
Emotion. Yeah, we're glad. Back. Yeah, share with someone. Tune in. Get the word. This is practical stuff. This stuff is nothing new. I'm sure our parents went through it just like we went through it. Yeah. Team armor and for our ability to build. This is... All right. Sula G, we're going to ask you to close us out of prayer.
Heavenly Father, Lord, burden to light. Pray, Father, so that another week can withstand all the storms, fiery darts that come our way, understanding that you are with us. Lord, we just do pray.
Amen. We're going to be back on the air on Thursday, next Thursday night. Change your clock. We'll be back
all
on
back.
Bible study on Thursday night. Good night, and we'll see you next Thursday night.